prayers have been answered. For me, one of the things I was praying has been answered. Other things, we haven't seen the answers yet. And I wanted just to stir us today in the whole area of praying and keeping going, keeping praying. Monica, during the prayer, she led a slot of the prayer week when we were praying at the Beacon. And the theme of her slot, one of the things that she brought out there was she felt God wanted us to keep praying, keep not give up. That for some things we pray and we haven't seen the breakthrough, to pray and to keep praying. And I just want to stir us this morning in that whole area about keeping praying. Some of us will have heard of the inventor, Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison, American inventor, and the light bulb was one of his great ideas. When he was trying to invent the light bulb, he had this idea what he wanted to do. He sent people all over the world looking for the filament, the fiber that would fit in the middle of this light bulb. This idea, he thought there must be something that can be this fiber that will glow white hot and brick bigger, give off this light. And so he sent people all over the world and they brought back different fibers and different things. He tried 18,000 combinations of experiments. Every single one of those 18,000, well, 17,999 failed. Didn't work. Only the last one worked. He kept going. Imagine having 17,999 failures to get through to your one. That's an encouragement to keep praying. Because sometimes we pray and we don't see the results. We don't see what we're looking for. And Thomas Edison was an amazing guy. He was an inventor. He spent his whole life inventing things. One of the things he invented, he made more money out of inventing the alkaline battery, the Duracell battery. He made more money out of the Duracell battery than out of the light bulb or anything else. And this microphone I'm using today is powered by his invention, by a Duracell battery. And he made a lot of money out of that particular invention. But he tried 9,000 experiments that didn't work before he found one that did and that produced what we use today in so many different things. This guy was a guy who persevered. What an example to us in terms of our own spiritual perseverance, keeping going when we don't see the thing that we're praying for happen. Keeping going when we're praying before God and we're pushing and we don't see it. And what an example, inspiration for us. You know, the Apostle Paul, he wrote to the church in Ephesus. This is what he said in Ephesians 6. He was saying, pray in the Spirit. He was asking to pray on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. This week, we've been praying loads of different ways for loads of different things. We've been doing this. We have been praying all kinds of prayers, all kinds of different ways, all kinds of requests. But listen to what he says. With this in mind, be alert. In other words, look around the world, see what's happening. Be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints, all Christians, he means there. And so this bit has really kind of rung in my heart, this last bit of that verse. He's saying there, always, that sounds pretty inclusive, doesn't it? Always keep on, don't give up, keep on praying for all the saints, all the Christians. In other words, he's saying that he wants us to pray and to keep on praying and not to give up and to keep on praying and to keep on doing that for as many people as God lays on our hearts. What an all-encompassing verse, what an all-encompassing vision Paul had. But keep on praying. Keep on praying. Wow. Someone's been through the New Testament and they've added up that the instruction, the teaching in the New Testament on prayer, about a third of the teaching in the New Testament on prayer is about persevering, is about praying and not giving up, is about praying and keeping praying. It's about some kind of prayer that pushes through and doesn't give up. It's a lot, isn't it? It's a big emphasis. I enjoyed that instant drama today. It was lots of fun. The experience of Joshua and the people of God was very interesting. I just want to read just the story, just a couple of verses from the story of Joshua chapter 6, and verse 1 and 2. It says, Jericho, the city that they were marching around, it was said it was tightly shut up. No one went in and no one came out. Then the Lord said to Joshua, this is what God said to him. See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands. Now, at that point, Joshua stood there with these huge walls, and they were strong, they were impenetrable. And so God was saying, see, look, can you see? I've done it. I've delivered it into your hands. Joshua stood there looking, and it wasn't delivered into his hands. It was there. It was stood opposing him. It was stood opposing what God wanted to do. And yet God said, look, can you see? And there's a picture, there's some insight here into the purpose of God, in that God gave Joshua a glimpse of what he was going to do. God was going to break through. God was going to change the situation. Even though when he looked with his own eyes, he couldn't see any difference at all. He saw no difference. But yet God said, see. And well, God wasn't asking to use his physical eyes. God was asking to use his spiritual eyes, his spiritual awareness, his eyes of faith to see what God was doing. God was about to do something. Now, one of the things is that God then gave him a plan. He said, God said, I want you, as we just saw demonstrated so humorously, was God wanted them to march around the city for 7 days, and then on the seventh day march around 7 times, blow the trumpets, and then they would see some change, something happen. Now, over this week, for these last 7 days, you may have been, figuratively speaking, marching around some things in your life, or the lives of your friends or family or work colleagues or issues in the nation we live in. And so you may have not seen any cracks yet in the wall. Now, interestingly, God did not give them encouragement. Wouldn't it be great if every day they're walking around the wall, a few of the top stones kind of toppled off, and they go, yes, praise God, this is working, this is fantastic. As they're marching around, they sort of see, felt a little tremble. Oh, it's all happening now, we can see, as they march around. But he didn't. Zip, nothing happens. Just nothing. Whether there was sniggers from the people on top of the wall, as they were saying, what are those guys doing marching around? Nothing is happening. What do they think they're doing? But God had said to Joshua, see. And there was a sense of him acting in faith, him doing it in faith, him keeping going in faith. He only had faith to keep him marching around. He didn't have anything to encourage him. In fact, I don't know how the people of Israel felt about this, whether they thought, well, what in the world are we doing this for? Because God hadn't given them the revelation that obviously that God had given to Joshua. But they did what they felt he was saying. Now, one of the things is, do you notice that it wasn't Joshua's plan? Joshua come out and God said, this is what's going to happen. It was God's timing when those walls came down, and it was God's way of doing it. Often when we pray, we come to God and say, God, I've got this situation. Would you do it kind of by next Tuesday? And it'd be nice if you did it like this and like this. That would be really great. We kind of set out a plan for and a time frame for God to do things in our lives. Joshua, God kind of said to Joshua, well, I'm going to do it my way in my time. And that is really, God is God. And you know, we see from this story with Joshua that Joshua just had to keep going, doing the thing he felt God had told him to do. What's the thing you felt God's told you to do? What's the thing you felt God's put on your heart to keep praying about? What's the thing that God's given you that spiritual insight to sense there's something you feel God wants to do in your life, your family, in this nation, in London? What is the thing? Because I think God wants us to keep going, to persevere and to keep pressing through. There's an illustration I came across from the world of nature. There was, if you've ever seen a moth or a butterfly come out of a cocoon, the thing it kind of goes into, it kind of pushes its way out. Story of someone who was watching this process and thought they'd be helpful, and with a pair of scissors snipped the ends of the end of the cocoon so that the moth could emerge from its place where it was, that cocoon, more easily. The moth crawled out, But it couldn't do any more. All it did was just sort of fumble around on the floor. Its wings stayed all crumpled. Because there's something in the pushing and the perseverance and the struggle of this moth to exert, to come out of its cocoon, that actually pushes fluid into those wings and makes them so it can fly. So it needs that perseverance. It needs that pushing. It needs to have that kind of push against in order for it to be able to be what God's intended to be, which is a creature that can fly. Without that, it can't. And we don't understand, why is it that sometimes God answers something now and sometimes we think, why doesn't God answer this when I've been praying about it? I've been fasting. I've been coming before God. God, why haven't you answered this thing? Through our perseverance, God does something in our lives and God does something in the lives of the thing we're praying for, the people we're praying for. And so there's something very powerful. There's something very powerful about praying and keeping praying. I want to encourage you today to keep going. There's a story of a famous concert pianist about to go on stage for a big performance in America. Everyone in the audience is waiting. Everyone's getting a bit bored. He hasn't come on stage. In the audience is a mother and a child. This little child nips out of the seat, rather cheekily, runs up on stage, sits at the grand Steinway piano, and starts playing chopsticks on the piano. You know, a little sort of simple tune. And all the crowds sort of start to get a bit uneasy, a bit kind of restless, sort of the hubbub starts to rise, you know. What's this kid doing? The pianist who's in his dressing room, kind of limbering up, getting ready to come, hears the noise, comes on stage. And what he does is he just leans over behind this child, puts his arms around this child, and starts to play a beautiful counter melody, filling in and making it into something really beautiful and really fantastic. And he just whispers into the child's ear, keep going, just keep going, keep playing. And you know, in our lives, sometimes we feel that we're struggling to pray. We're struggling in our fasting. We do our bit. Whatever we think, it may feel like chopsticks on a piano, a little bit. But God comes in with his big arms around us and God brings the whole thing in his time, in his purpose, and makes it just perfect in his plan. That's the wonder of God. That's the fantastic thing of God. God is like that. God can do that because God is powerful. But unless we do our little bit, God's not going to come, put his arm around us and fill in all those blanks. Just this morning, I want to stir us, because what in this week has God answered? But what in this week also have you prayed for and you're still waiting to see an answers? Because I want to encourage us to see. Joshua saw. Because he saw, he persevered and he did what God called him to do. This morning, I want you to look with eyes of faith. And to see, God, what is it that you're going to do in your time and in your way? Let's put aside our own particular timing. Let's not look for a few stones wobbling on top of the walls of Jericho, hoping God's going to give us a little bit of encouragement, please, a few wobbling stones. God, let's ask God to show us and give us the encouragement and the faith that we can say, God, in your time, and in the plan and purpose, the way you want to do it, I'm going to persevere. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep asking that you would move in this situation. I wonder if you'd stand up with me, please. Let's stand together. Let's close our eyes. Let's pray as God's people gathered here this morning. Let's ask that God would open our eyes to look and to see with eyes of faith today. What is it that you've been praying for recently? What is it you've been praying for and that you can thank God for and say, God, thank you that you've answered these things. Praise God. What is it you've been praying for and you're still praying for those things? Bring those this morning before God. Say, God, here I am. I'm like Joshua. I want to see with faith what it is you're doing, what you're asking me to do. Give me the stirring inside to keep praying. Give me the stirring inside that I will keep on going. Keep on. That your purpose and will may come about in this situation. Jesus, Jesus. God, we are your people and we're gathered together this morning. And we want to say thank you for your kindness to us. Thank you for all the prayers that you have answered. Because you're a kind God and a generous God, we don't deserve it. We've not twisted your arm. We've not fasted to earn any answers to any prayers. It's out of the generous and kind heart you have towards us, Lord. You've answered any of our prayers. Thank you. Thank you for those answers, Lord. And Lord, we want to bring before you this morning the issues, the things that we're still praying for, the things that are still on our heart, the things we feel stirred about this morning, Lord. We bring those before you. God, give us eyes of faith to see as Joshua saw. Joshua saw something, Lord, something from you, a revelation from heaven that meant he could keep going. He could persevere until he saw things change in that situation. I'm asking for that this morning, Lord. Revelation through this place. Come by your Spirit this morning in this hall, Lord. Give us revelation. Give us that sense of guts. Lord, if Thomas Edison could persevere and fail 18,000 times before getting the right one, Lord, we want to have that same attitude of perseverance. Grip us this morning with that attitude, Lord, to pray and to keep going. Jesus, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Just bring these things in your heart before the Lord. Bring these things before God. Determined to trust God. Determined to seek his timing, seek his answer, seek his way through these situations. Just before I spoke, Vicky came up and said God had spoken to her this morning something for us, that she felt God saying that just as in the Acts of the Apostles, the prison doors sprung open and they were set free. And they didn't force it open with a crowbar. God came and did it. God came and sprung open those prison doors. And in the same way that God was springing things open in our lives, situations, things being sprung open as we prayed, fasted, as we persevere in these things. If you feel that's for you this morning, just receive that. Receive it in your heart. Thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus. I wonder if the musicians can come back as we finish our time together this morning. We're going to pray. We're going to praise. We're going to worship God. We're going to thank God. Let's give ourselves this morning in praise. Praising God for what he has done. And praising God that he's a kind, generous, good God who wants to and is doing loads of things.